KF8BOT monitoring. Why would somebody buy a Tesla truck?
Well, it's like this. I don't have any idea.
I mean, it is like the most god-awful looking thing I've ever seen, and all indications are it doesn't perform at all. Like, I just don't get it. It's got to be purely because they want the status of owning a Tesla, I guess.
That's all I can figure. I don't find them aesthetically.
It's a statement. I have money that I can buy a worthless, ugly truck. And maybe that's enough for some. All right, I'm just pulling in the drive, went grocery shopping. This weather sucks. Rig sounds good, by the way. The note is sounding just right.
Cool. Thank you. N8 Neanderthal man. Yeah, just like I said earlier, I just cleaned it up. I'm trying to put everything back together down here after the hurricane blew through.
All right, I'll be back in a bit. W8FU.
Roger, N8NM.
NAWRN Utica from NAWRO Richmond. Gary, you copy? Negative copy. NAWRO clear.
KFA-QKD. KEHWS. Don't know if I'm going to be able to hit this repeater, but I got you. KF8CKV, this is KE8KWS. Don't know if I'm going to be able to hit this repeater, but I got you loud and clear.
Oh, I got you this time. You sound really good.
I ended up driving a little bit north here on my road. I'm sitting at Newark in Winslow in Emily City now.
So where are you bouncing off of for the pier tower?
Nope, I'm actually pushing 50 watts all the way to the Mayville Tower from Emily City.
Well, if I had a real radio, we could probably send one, but I don't.
Yeah, I would believe that we probably could at 50 watts. We're close enough.
Yeah, I don't know. My transmit, I'm pushing 10 watts at best here. I'm just HT, so.
I was trying to look up what the power was on this repeater. I heard that you said I made it through pretty loud and clear. I'm not able to hear the repeater the best, but I'm able to at least make you out okay. So I'd be curious about how much power this repeater has.
You're coming in really clear, and it might be me hitting Mayville to you hitting Mayville. It might be just my power there.
Yeah, that could be. I do know that as long as you're breaking the squelch, I should be at least metering off the repeater. That's not your signal necessarily. I can make you out okay. I just know that the RF power coming into me right now is a little bit on the lower side.
I quickly had to turn the box off. I still had it on to do an APRS.
I wasn't paying attention to see if it even came through the repeater or not, but I didn't hear anything.
Yeah, I don't think there was enough noise here to even activate it, but I'm just sitting here thinking, maybe I better check that to see if the box is still on. And it was.
Yeah, I think that if I had a little more elevation, I mean, right now I'm sitting in my truck, but if I had I have a diamond antenna that I need to get actually put up in my attic of my house, that probably would help me at least receive this power a little bit better.
Yeah, I was just looking. I was thinking that Mayville had something in the 2-meter band, but I don't see anything on here. Carol has 2 meters, but I don't think you're strong enough to reach that far.
We could try it. Are you able to receive on the 146.820 repeater in Carol?
Yeah, that's my channel one. That's my normal, what I listen to most of the time. There's a couple of guys that do nets that, well, you know, Dan Watson here from church. He's on there as well, and 88HY, so.
Okay, well, let me try to switch over to that 146-820 repeater, and I'll see if I can hit it at all. It'll take me a second to get the tone swelch configured, but I'll meet you over there. KF8CKV, this is KE8KWS, I'll be QFY.
This is KF8CKV, 73.